Another American's killed in Ukraine. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Jimmy Hill's Facebook post had described a deteriorating situation with intense bombing, no heat, limited food, and a struggle to find a way out. His sister said he'd just found a hospital in January to treat his girlfriend's multiple sclerosis. More live from Fox's Jeff Manasso.
Chris, 68-year-old Jimmy Hill, a native of Eveleth, Minnesota, was killed by what we're told was a Russian military strike while Hill was trying to secure food in the city of Cherniv in northern Ukraine.
His last communication was intense bombing, can't charge phone.
Hill's sister Katya is saying he split his time in the U.S. and Ukraine, teaching classes and working as a social worker. He's at least the second American killed in the conflict. The State Department, in a statement, saying that we offer our sincerest to the family on their loss. Chris.
Well, Jeff, President Biden's been on a video call with the Chinese president trying to dissuade Xi Jinping from providing any financial or military assistance for the Russian incursion of Ukraine. Planning for the call started after a virtual summit between the two in November, so other issues are on the agenda as well. The drug company Moderna is asking for federal approval for a second booster shot of its coronavirus vaccine for all American adults.
Moderna writing in a statement that broad approval gives health officials flexibility in determining the guidelines for a second booster, and say they asked for this based on data in the U.S. and Israel relating to the Omicron variant. Pfizer has also asked for second booster authorization, but for seniors. The White House has asked Congress to pass legislation allowing for an additional $22.5 billion in COVID spending, saying if they don't get it, they may run out of boosters, antiviral pills, and monoclonal antibodies. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Finland is named happiest country in the world for the fifth year in a row, followed by Denmark, Iceland, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. In an annual report from a United Nations nonprofit agency, the United States is 16th. Afghanistan is at the bottom of the list at 146. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Charged with manslaughter, a bridge tender in West Palm Beach, Florida, who raised a drawbridge while a 79-year-old woman was walking her bicycle across 2 weeks ago. She fell to her death, slipping from the grasp of a bystander who tried to pull her to safety. The dead woman's family says surveillance video will show it's not true that the bridge tender, a 43-year-old woman, checked the bridge carefully before raising it. Well, there aren't usually protesters and counter-protesters outside a college swim meet.
History amid controversy.
Leah Thomas pulling away over the final 150 meters. Had to work for it. She was pushed over the first 350 meters. Thomas wins the NCAA championship.
Audio courtesy of ESPN, Leah Thomas tapped the wall first Thursday in the women's 500-yard freestyle at the NCAA Women's Swimming and Diving Championships, becoming the first known transgender person to claim a Division I national title. Some calling her presence in the competition unfair to biological women, protesters even calling for her disqualification outside of the Atlanta venue where the championships are taking place. Thomas finishing in just over 4 minutes, 33 seconds, 9 seconds off Katie Ledecky's NCAA record. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Therapy dogs on campus in California.
This is House Call for Health. After a tough 2 years, students at one Santa Maria, California school are getting to relax and unwind with some furry visitors. More specifically, therapy dogs.
Having fun because, like, I'm getting to hang out with the dogs and stuff. The therapy dogs, which makes me happy. And I've been going through a lot, so it just makes me very calm and relaxed.
Susan Donahue owns one of the dogs named Ella.
The kids have been wonderful. They just love having Ella here. It brings smiles. I've heard giggling. It brings confidence. It reduces stress.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health on Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 66 points, the S&P up 3, the NASDAQ up 81. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.